Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
But I'm piped up. See that boy right up? He piped up. See that girl right up? She piped up.
Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular, pipe it up. Go buy a bando and I pipe it up. 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 Pipe it up,
damn.
Pipe it up.
Hey.
I walk in the club just to pipe it up.
Hey.
I stand on the stage and I pipe it up.
Hey.
Get a regular, hype it
go
up.
Go buy a bando then I pipe it up.
Quavo. Pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up.
Pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up.
I walk in the club just to pipe it up.
Walk in the club just to pipe it up.
She was a basic till I piped her up.
She was a basic.
I'm just doing my dab. I call it the pipe it up.
Damn.
They know that I'm having Blue Benjamin. They know I'm on top of the pyramid. They know I'ma go to the Guinness. All this dabbing, dripping.
Damn.
Piped up in the city.
Piped up
with your piped up.
Piped up
intervention.
Piped up
new edition.
Hey.
When I start talking, got a pipe for the ammunition. Yo, walking around piped up. When she see me, she blowing kisses. Feeling like Aladdin, Quavo the genie. I grant you three wishes.
Genie.
You know I do magic, Quavo Houdini. I touch the pack and get it missing.
Pipe it up.
Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular, hype it up. Go buy a bando and I pipe it up. Pipe it up, 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 pipe it up. I walk in the club just to pipe it up.
Hey.
I stand on the stage and I pipe it up.
Hey.
Get a regular, hype it
go
up.
Go buy a bando, then I pipe it up.
This man turn it up. I'm a young screaming, I pipe it up. Benjamin's out of your seat like a dinosaur. Look at your diamonds ain't bright enough. I seen them you using the catapult. Play with that open, that's no like a hockey puck. Pipe it up, no riding piper. They biting up, but the mingo got the title. So nothing stabbing, don't know how it happened. I've been set down on you, that's matter.
Hey.
Don't forget, my daddy in stores now, wire in fast. Pipe it up, this is gonna be the new anthem. My cup is swerving in the black paint and rimmer. Pull out the camera when you see me, Christian Louboutin hopping. Now that's an animal. Y'all remember, so we made this song. Nobody said pipe it up. Now that we drop it, we gon' f*** em up and have everybody screaming, pipe it up.
Pipe it up.
Pipe it up in the club while I'm on the not the furniture.
Get up.
Shoot the money ball like Steve Kerr. Pop it up, I got them on reserve.
Pipe it up. 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 I walk in the club just to pipe it up. I stand on the stage and I pipe it up. Get a regular, hype it up. Go buy a bando and I pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up. Pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up, pipe it up.
Hey.
I walk in the club just to pipe it up.
Hey.
I stand on the stage and I pipe it up.
Hey.
Get a regular, hype it
go
up.
Go buy a bando and I pipe it up.
Out there on the west 904 New York City, but I'm coming to you out of the ATL. What's up, baby? Hey, your money matters on this day. What it do? You made it to a new week. Hope your week is off to a good start. Hey, how important is the topic of foreign affairs in your household? How important is the topic of foreign affairs on the job? Are people talking about foreign affairs? Typically not where I am. But listen, with Donald Trump possibly being able to put his finger on the button, tonight's topic, how important is the topic of foreign affairs. We're going to talk about it. Hopefully, you'll start to talk about it. Don't know where you are in the country, but where I am in the state of Georgia, listen, tomorrow is the deadline. If you aren't registered to vote, you won't be able to vote in this year. Ridiculous, ludicrous presidential election going down 2016. Listen, get out there and register. Before we go any further, tonight's topic again, how important is the topic of foreign affairs, social lab? All the way live from the other side of the A. What up, hot chocolate? Welcome to the show. What's good, man?
What's popping, everybody? Happy Wednesday hump day. Let's get over that.
Word?
Oh, wait. No, wait. Word? Hold on. I'm a few days early. Hold on.
You're not waiting. She ain't waiting.
No, you got any more than
that? Listen, that's the effect of watching the presidential debate yesterday.
She ain't
waiting. Make sure you say some of that.
All the way live. From Charlotte, North Cackalack. What up, Madam CeeLo Boston?
Very good. Good morning in the evening time. And foreign affairs has been my entire life with this woman in the other room.
that lady from Germany over there, huh?
What? Yes, my entire life, and still is. It's important.
Well, you will be able to chime in with a little bit of flavor and flair tonight. Let's go up the coast, all the way live from the DMV. I do say, James, what up?
Yo, what up? Yo, as far as foreign affairs going, my crib, not really, but let's talk about this foreign affair that they call today being a holiday for. That's your foreign affair for your ass. Columbus Day.
Listen.
Shenanigans.
Okay.
Come on now. Let's talk. So let's start there, the original foreign affair.
Yeah.
See how far we
sailed the seas. Sailed the seas and bumped
into. Got lost.
Right. They just hadn't been that far out. That's what they found when they went that far out. They had just never been that far before.
And just for a tidbit, you know, because of the climate of society right now, it was a black man that was able to navigate his boat over here to the Americas.
Right. His name was Henry something. Yeah, his name was Henry something.
Yeah. Yeah, just to throw that bit out there, you know. But anyway,
we don't make this up. We don't make it up. We just report it. We don't make it up. We just reported. Hey, it's 9:07. You're right back with that crew.
Yo, I never fucked Wayne, I never fucked Drake. All my life, man, fuck's sake. If I did, I'm a Minaj with him and let him eat my arrows like a cupcake. My man fool, he just ate. I don't duck nobody but tape. Yeah, that was a setup for a punchline on duct tape. Worry about if my butt's fake. Worry about John, we can all straight. These girls are my sons, John and Kate. Plus eight, when I walk in, sit up straight. I don't give a fuck if I was late. Dinner with my man on a G5 is my idea of an update. Hut one, hut two. Big bitties, big butt two. Up with them real niggas who don't tell niggas what they up to. Had the shell bitch with a top beard. Ring finger with a rock ears. These couldn't test me, even if their name was Pop Quiz. Mad bitch who I fuck with. Mad bitches we don't fuck with. I don't fuck with them chickens unless they last name is Cutlet. Let it soak in like seasoning. And tell them, blow me. Lance, even.
Freeze every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bad dipping here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. Nothing but real news only. Bad bitches only. Rich news only. Independent only. Boss news only.
Yeah.
Thick bitches only. I got my real news by my side. Only.
I never fucked Nikki cause she got a man. But when that's over, then I'm first in line. And the other day in her Maybach, I thought, god damn, this is the perfect time. We had just come from that video. You know, LA traffic had a city slow. She was sitting down on that big butt, but I was still staring at the TV. Yeah, low key and maybe high key. I been peeped that you like me, you know. Who the fuck you really wanna be with besides me? I mean, it doesn't take much for us to do this shit quietly. I mean, she say I'm obsessed with thick women and I agree. Yeah, that's right. I like my girls BBW. Yeah, type that wanna fuck you dry and then eat some lunch with you. Yeah, so thick that everybody else in the room is so uncomfortable. Eric's on Houston, Texas, but the face look just like Claire Huxtable. Oh, yeah. You the man in the city when the mayor fool. But you the NBA player fool. But you the badass just doing makeup and hair fool. But you, that's because I believe in something and I stand for it. And Nikki, if you ever try to fool, just give me the heads up so I can plan for it.
Raise every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bad dips in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. Nothing but real news only. Bad bitches only. Rich news only. Independent only. Boss news only. Thick bitches only. I got my real news here by my side. Only.
I never fucked Nick and that's fucked up. If I did fuck, she be fucked up. Whoever is hitting ain't hitting it right. Cause she act like she need dick in her life. That's another story, I'm no storyteller. I prove greatness like gold is yellow. All my goons so overzealous. I'm from Holly Grove, the holy mecca. Silence to say I got running for days. I firm and I shake, but I'm stuck in my ways. My girlfriend would beat up and tough if she waves. They better not poop with her surfboard. Surfboard, my eyes just so bright, I take cover for shade. Don't have my money, take mothers instead. You got the hiccups, you swallow the truth. Then I make you bird boy. Tree beef like sirloin, you mouth off. I blow your face off. I'm being pop, pop, pop. Then I take off. Now you see me. Now you don't. Like Jamie Foxx, acting like Ray Charles. 16 in a clip, one in a chamber. 17 wall bullet with 17 bullets. My story is how I went from poor me to police. Pour me a drink and celebrate with me.
Raise every bottle and cup in the sky. Sparks in the air like the 4th of July. Nothing but bad bad dips in here tonight. Oh, if you lame and you know it, be quiet. Nothing but real news only. Bad bitches only. Rich news only. Independent only. Boss news only. Thick bitches only. I got my real news here by my side. Only.
TM Harmon Radio Live, 9:12 p.m. here in the hashtag Social Lab. Your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam Boston, Save Dame James, excuse me, and the General. It is Money Monday. Yeah, I got my
That's
brains
right.
unscrambled from watching the craziness on the debate yesterday, and I do know what day it is. 917-889-3926 is your number to weigh in tonight. And our question is, are foreign affairs an important topic in your home? Again, 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. Make sure you press 1 so our engineer knows that you want to participate and not just listen. So foreign affairs in my household, I would have to say, even before the election, the most important foreign affair would have been gas prices overseas. And locally, but more so overseas. My sons are into driving foreign cars, so they have to, of course, use premium gas in their vehicles, unlike mommy who can use regular gas in her good old Honda. But they are convinced that the prices overseas are the only thing that drives the gas prices either up or down. I've tried to, you know, get them to incorporate things that happen here locally with refineries and offshore drilling and things of that nature, but they're not going for it. So that's
yeah,
what runs
I'm definitely with you with the gas and the foreign cars. I've only had foreign cars. As a matter of fact, I had one. I think I had a Ford, and that was like a Lincoln LS. But even that required, you know, premium gas, right? I mean, so I get it. But the prices right now, when you think of is it foreign affairs? Is it where the oil is coming from overseas, or have we shifted it And it's just price gouging because it's election time here in the U.S. Because I don't even
think
we got as much gas as we used to coming from offshore.
True. I think a lot more of the U.S. refineries are where we're getting the majority of our gas from now, I would say here in the last maybe 5 years. But I do agree with the price gouging. And then with, I think we've seen it here a little bit more recently. I'm not sure about northern Georgia, but here in south Georgia, with the storm that we just had, there were a lot of gas stations that were out of premium gas. So,
and that's why
that
the price
right here.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
That's why I think it goes up. That's why I think it went up this time for that. Because typically, don't quote me on this, but I thought it was typically the prices normally drop around election time. From what I remember hearing, I'm not like.
Well, I mean, you're probably right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're probably right. They go down around election time. It just seemed odd right now. And I do know
that
there was some
up.
Kind of line, a
yeah.
break. There was a kind of break in the line that caused, there to be, for places to be temporarily out of gas. I think that was due to some kind of break in the line. But I totally understand, your point. When I think of foreign affairs, I mean, I can't help but think about Syria right now. All of the talk around Syria, specifically, I think with, John Kerry, Secretary of State, not too long ago, calling for war crime charges against Russia. And now France actually wants Russia on war crime charges. And it's specific to how they've been bombing Syria. They've bombed communities, they've bombed hospitals. I mean, and at first they was writing it off as we're bombing terrorists, Syrian terrorists are over there. And it was an accident that we bombed a community and killed people. Get out of here. At this point, they know, it's not an accident. This is about murder, and the interesting thing about trying to get countries to come in and help you when you're under attack. There's this thing called the International Criminal Court, and you have countries that support the International Criminal Court, even though they haven't signed the treaty that actually makes them official. The U.S. is one of those entities that has not signed this treaty, but, the U.S. is always there, to back you up. Interesting thing. Tonight's topic, how important is the topic of foreign affairs in general, but specifically in your house? We want to hear from you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Sabe, I know you're big on knowing your history. You're being aware. How important is foreign affairs as it relates to your kids and their knowledge of things abroad?
Oh, well, I'm telling the truth about everything, everything. Especially my son, he's the oldest right now, so as long as he's old enough to understand what I'm saying, I'm not hiding anything when he asks a question about it. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to put it, in a brash manner, to where it scares him, but, I'm putting it into a manner to where he understands, that not everybody is like this, but just these people, like certain people may have acted a certain way for an extended period of time just to kind of get things done their way. But foreign affairs, I mean, it really in a household here, me and a wife treated it's foreign. So, ain't got nothing to do with me until it crosses certain boundaries or whatever like that. And me personally, keep it funky with you, I think if stuff, went down from other nations, like infiltrating or whatever like that and trying to impose their will on this country, I think we'll be okay, personally. We ain't the ones they after.
And we can stand strong and stand firm.
If it forced us to come together, that's what I'm saying. If we're forced to have to stand together and do you know, unforeseen circumstances or, you know, just, you know, extreme circumstances such as that, we're not, I don't think we're really in line for any kind of outward expression of, you know, violence towards us for whatever reason. Like I said, we're not the ones they after who started all this nonsense. Everybody knows our history by now more than we do probably. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, we kind of got here by default. So we didn't want to be here anyway. We got taken. You know what I mean? Leave it up to us. We'd be over there chilling still. You know? But so I just keep aware of
how
that.
Many
keep it in full perspective.
Understand, how many folks understand what your U.S. Department of State is really about? They call it the State Department, but it's really the U.S. Department of State. It's diplomacy in action. John Kerry, I spoke of him earlier. He's the Secretary of State, former Secretary of State, hopefully soon to be President of the United States, Secretary Hillary Clinton. What does the U.S. Department of State do? What can you look for them to do on your behalf as a taxpayer? Do you know? Do you know? Hey, we'll talk about that and more. Hey, coming up, sports.
Yeah, yeah. Finish.
Yeah, look, need 100 shows so we can fly in a jet. You girl, you always ready for sex. Keep my eye on this game and let the money invest. I'ma die for my respect. Been with a young, 212s on the trunk. Having everything he want, life in a rush. Probably never good enough. All he wanna do is stunt. He's always looking up to him. Whole spot going up to him. New money getting stuck to him. Life it was rough to him. Skinny, he was buff to it. Tryna do it like Puff do it. Do it like Russ do it. Real life said what's up to it. Need a band, bring a Buick. Made a plan and I stuck to it. I'm the man, you a bluff to us. Small talk such a stuff to us. The money is a must to us. We came from these corners but we had it till we upfluent. You gotta bring your guts to it. Tryna get it to the point,
yeah.
They gotta bring it,
yeah,
in the truck to it.
100 shows so we can fly in a jet.
Yeah. Girl, you always ready for sex. Keep my eye on this game and let the money invest. I'ma die for my respect.
Smoke with me. All them blogs never shookin'. 100 racks, just a bookin'. Greatest ever, like a Brooklyn. All this ice here is hard to overlook it. Fell in love with that fast money. 50 racks on that back end. Walk through, cost 4 bricks. Made backs when I back in. LAX, nip, roll that pound. Poolside at that polo lounge. MOB, throw that down. Pinky ring, gold Rolex crown. 55, never go that route. Black bottles, that Moet out. My first meal, I had a Kodak smile. Tell a plug, bring Mo back now. Say Jews never tolerated. Pray Booby K6 exonerated. Every night I thank God I made it. Every night I thank God I made it. My bad like Paula Patton. Bigger mansion from all that rapping. Tell the police, call the captain. My summer start to clap.
Need 100 shows so we can fly in a jet. Girl, you always ready for sex. Keep my eye on this game and let the money invest. I'ma die for my respect.
Just changed on me. TM Hyman Radio live in the Social Lab. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Sage, James the General, Madam Boston. And it is time for the sports report, which I am particularly looking forward to once again this week with our resident sports bringer.
Boy.
Hey, don't sound so enthusiastic about it. Like, come on now, I'm gonna need you to have a little bit more pep in your step. Come on now, let's get it. Sage James.
All right. Well, at least we'll start with that. Got jokes. We'll start with some game that actually meant something to people. So.
Oh.
So in LA that yesterday, the Bills beat the Rams 30-19. Tyrod Taylor throws two touchdowns to add to Shady McCoy's 150 yards on the ground. Giants lose three straight. All right.
So what happened? Wait. What happened? What happened?
They lost their third straight.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Giants lost their third straight to a formidable opponent in Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Aaron Rodgers is starting to feel like himself again. He got his main target of Jordy Nelson, and Randall Cobb got his thing going for him yesterday. Eli wasn't connecting when he needed to. I don't know what the problem is over there, but they need to fix it quick. Patriots beat the Browns 33-13. Brady returns from a four-game suspension to throw 400 yards and three TDs. Eagles lost to the Lions 24-23. Wentz finally throws his first interception. Well, hey, it's going to happen sooner or later. Bears lost to the Colts 29-23. Titans beat the Dolphins 30-17. Redskins beat the Ravens in the Battle of the Beltways. Baltimore fires offensive coordinator Mark Trestman in the wake of that loss and promote quarterback coach Marty Mornowig after another lackluster performance by the offense. Knowing that he has what Joe Flacco has weapons and he has an arm, he can make all the throws. He'd open up that playbook some. So hopefully Marty Mornowig is going to have a better impact on the offensive output than Mark Trestman did. And mind you, Mark Trestman just got fired 2 years ago from the Bears because of his poor offensive, just because of his poor coaching skills. So not a good record that he having in front of you, bro, or behind you. Texans lost to the Vikings 31-13. The Vikings are 5-0. Behind Sam Bradford's arm and the stout Mike Zimmer defense. Who would have thought going into week five, we'd have been saying that the Vikings would have been 5-0. I know, not me. Steelers beat the Jets 31-13. Big Ben throws four TDs in a route over a once vaunted defense of the Jets. I don't know what's happening to these dudes. They fell off a cliff. But, hey, bump them. Falcons beat the Broncos on the road. They beat the Super Bowl champs on the road. Let me repeat that. 23-16. Falcons acting like they're trying to play some ball.
They're not looking bad.
Yeah, they acting like they want to play some ball this year. So, you know, for their sake, hopefully it sustains, you know, the test of time this season. It's a long season. Chargers,
they always come close though.
That's what I'm saying. They can be in the mix, but then sometimes they're not. But then when they get in the mix, they don't have the heart to, or the fight to get through what they need to. So hopefully things have changed. I don't know. It's not January yet, so we can't say nothing. The Chargers, again, they lost to the Raiders 34-31. Chargers lost on the last-second botched snap. This is like the fourth loss in a row that they had on a one-possession game in the last second. Chargers can't buy a win. All right, and the Cowboys beat the Bengals. 28-14.
Right.
Zeke Elliott rushed for 134 yards and two touchdowns, while Dak Prescott still hasn't turned the ball over.
Well, technically he did. He did.
What, in the fumble?
Yeah, but, you know.
I mean,
I'm being fair. No, I'm saying fair. I wanted to, you know, hold that one stat over everyone's head, but, you know, he did.
He didn't throw a pick. Okay, I'll put it. He hasn't thrown a pick yet.
There you go.
So he's taking care of the ball. Good for him.
He is.
All right, good for him. So the Cowboys is their first in AFC, NFC East right now, so they're smelling themselves right now. That's what they
call it. Well, I need to say very loudly, and we're one up over the Eagles, who are 3-1, right? So I'm going to just leave that one right there. Okay, I'm done.
Moving on, final piece of the sports segment. Pierre Garçon hand-delivers medical supplies to a ravaged Haiti along with his teammate, Ricky Jean-Francois. Try saying that name 3 times fast. So, and that's good for them.
I didn't hear it the first time.
Ricky Jean-Francois, you know how it's really spelled Jean, but you know how their genes could be Jean.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Ricky Jean-Francois.
Yeah, so they went over there, and Dan Snyder helped provide the flight for them to go out there and hand deliver some medical supplies to that country of Haiti, man. They got hit hard by that hurricane out there.
Yes, they did.
Wizardies pray for Haiti. God
bless.
Word, man. What's up with Mark Zuckerman? Where's all these pray for Haiti, you know what I'm saying, filters people can put over their joints? Come on, man. Let's get with it. Stop playing. And also, lastly, players of professional sports abroad don't appreciate the recent label of locker room talk, as it has been recently coined by Trump. Players from the Miami Heat, Cleveland Browns, L.A. Dodgers, Kansas City Chiefs, and the Clippers, to name a few, but not all, have all weighed in on this statement and on this labeling of this locker room talk, to all say that's not, even in the worst of locker rooms, you still wouldn't hear nothing that lewd and that vulgar and, you know, that brash in conversation. So, you know, and you find a new language. And first and second of all, when last time you ever been in a
locker room? You by yourself, Trump. By yourself.
You know what I'm saying?
That, brother.
Come on, man. He always on the island with these kind of accusations. But that's your sports report. And remember, the only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace.
True.
Got you some French fries on
931.
That.
931. Your money matters. Hey, we'll be right back.
Keep it real.
I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Jesus, the notorious just. Please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk 'em, top billin', silkin', pure linen, me and little seeds, Malibu sea breeze, Dom peas, palm trees, cats named Pablo, and milks out Diablo, the williest.
What?
Bitches be the silliest. The more I smoke, the smaller the silliest. Room 112, where the players dwell, and Sash more cash than Bert Fidel. Inhale, make you feel good like Tony. Kick up in your middle like Moni.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know me, but she's setting up to blow me.
Yeah.
Try to style, sliding off with a homie.
Yeah.
Escada Don Gata, player, stay splurging. Game so tight, they call it version.
Oh, I need to know. Share the special thing for love. I know I do. What about you? I just can't. Amazing, baby.
Boston. She might be back. She ran out of the studio. We don't know
Boston,
where she's going. She might have been going to get a drink. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. Hey, do you know what the U.S. Department of State does? Do you know what your Secretary John Kerry actually does? It's all about diplomacy, folks. Diplomacy. What is that? We travel the world keeping things in order. You know, we travel the world solving problems. That's truly what it is. I mean, just to keep it simple, problem solving in the world. America is the leader in problem solving. Even though we got so many problems here,
that's what
clearly,
you call it.
You know, we got to go other places and solve their problems because we do it so
okay.
well here.
So
that has to be it, right?
The textbook definition of Secretary of State. So the Secretary of State was appointed by the President with the advice and consent of the Senate, is the President's chief foreign affairs advisor. The Secretary carries out the President's foreign policies through the State Department and the Foreign Services of the United States.
Diplomacy at its best, folks, that is what your U.S. Department of State does. John Kerry is the representative appointed by the President himself. Now, do you all remember that John Kerry wanted to be president, and then remember
yes.
he lost the nomination, and Obama became the nominee? You all remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But
so
what
he
they
probably doesn't
did,
like being Secretary of State.
The establishment said, you know, the young boy got you. But if you be easy, we'll still give you a top position. This is where
mm-hmm.
he landed.
Pretty much. I'm very shocked not to see him in the presidential election, but I digress.
Do you understand that John Kerry is older than Donald Trump?
I mean, he doesn't look at one. He could probably articulate the position and the responsibility.
Wait. This is real talk. Did you just say that John Kerry does not look like it?
No.
Donald Trump looks like he could be one of those Muppets. You remember one of those
mm-mm.
old Muppets?
He do like the Muppets.
Up
in the booth.
I do. No. Donald Trump looks worse. Donald Trump looks worse.
Two cats in the opera that be cracking on everybody.
The two
yeah,
one
yes.
up in the opera. The opera booth Muppet.
Yeah,
yes.
the one with no hair. Yeah.
John Kerry. Okay.
Yeah, I digress. Yeah. But yeah, I think
did you all see Donald Trump walk into the classroom with the little kids and the little girl kept saying, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Not the baby was nervous. Oh my gosh!
Listen, the little kid kept saying, "I'm nervous," and then she said, "I told you his hair wasn't orange."
Listen, oh snap!
Have no filter. Little kids,
they see the truth. They see the real.
I love.
Have
it.
No filter. Gotta
You're
love.
Probably
it.
Afraid of the spray can too.
889-3926, not 1-7-889-3926. Hey, you're in tune to the Social Lab. Tonight we're talking about foreign affairs. How important is the topic of foreign affairs to you and yours? Now, listen, I did not get a chance to see the debate last night. So, Chocolate, I heard you say
you ain't missed nothing
that
for
you
real.
Got a chance to peep it. Well, this is what I want to know before we get into it, right? Who actually won? Because I couldn't tell about a Today Show this morning. I got up late, so I didn't get a chance to watch the Today Show. But I couldn't really tell that there was a clear winner.
Listen, I'm going to say this. in terms of addressing and answering the questions that were presented by both the moderators and the audience, Hillary Clinton did that. She did it spot on. Donald Trump ran me in circles the whole 90 minutes. He never once answered a question. Everything led back to something else. It was bobbing and weaving, being very evasive, putting the blame, you know, just very,
Everything he was saying was just trying to point back to Hillary and Obama and started talking about Bill Clinton like he's running for president. It's like, yo, dude.
Answer
the damn question, fool. Like, what you doing up there, man? And honestly, I fell asleep on, like, the last half hour because I'm like, this dude, this is the same. It became a Mayweather fight. You know
I wanted to go to sleep the last half hour.
This is what I really want to know. I want to know how you all felt about Donald Trump putting Bill Clinton's love affairs on the front row right in front of Hillary. We'll talk about
that in a little bit more when we come back.
It's 9:41. That was a little smooth.
You can catch me in the Cherry Bad 150. Got the grizzly locks in the fizzy. Pop the glizzy doing 60 down a wall with the John Fizzy. Trying to cruise through the avenue while my people just popping bottles up and shoes. My neighbor fat. From the UE lost the hubcap. Respect to the shack. Came back in a watch that. Niggas, everything, baby carrots, every jealous. Hot birds, every radish, fresh shot the dealer. Got the check for the squealers, wear a vest for the killers. Nothing that's cause it's real up in the pink apple. Where it's quick to get the shit tackled. Enemies, bitch, at your best friend, bitch, not to trust no one. Got beef, buzz, yoga, you don't need no one. Don't be talking about that you owe him, I'ma go for dodo. Saw face when I'm a nono. When these Bobby solo, but the beef throwing bottles. It's all hard work, baby. I just lost 100 pounds, I'm trying to live.
Trump could win, and that's the thing. Trump could win. People stay C-Lo home. They think that Hillary has it.
C-Lo
oh,
says
it's
not a
chance.
Because
right now, people, they're saying Hillary is up 11 points on the polls nationwide.
I don't
But they're saying that Trump is like, they're saying Trump is neck and neck with her in Ohio. No one has won the presidency, and I think almost 40
years that battle in Ohio. That is true battleground.
I mean,
true battleground.
It's
yeah.
different right now because if she wins Virginia, that changes things. If she can win, so that makes it a little bit different. But it's scary. If she wins, it's different when the Republicans get control anyway. I can just tell you right here in D.C., when you go out to, like, establishments that have been around for years and years, and they will tell you that Republicans come in and, yeah, they'll spend money. They waste money government-wise, but not on the people. They waste it on military stuff and these big contracts, corporations, but they don't spend money on the people. And it trickles down to how they treat the people in restaurants, how they tip the waiters, how the car services get handled, how the everyday people get handled. And that's just who they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, when you think about foreign affairs, though, right? I mean, think about North Korea and the nuclear weapon that they just tested over there, with the aim to one day be able to knock off California. How real is that as it relates to this presidential election?
I don't think it's that real because. North Korea
that's
does
propaganda.
Yeah, they
no,
they do it for attention. Yeah, because even if they have the capability to do it, they know that we're not going to just let them do that, and we're not doing anything back. And their country is what the size of maybe one or two of our smaller states.
A little shoe.
So I mean,
it's a little
yeah,
shoe.
Without technology
sink,
today,
we'll sink them.
Without technology today, we could wipe them off the planet. So it's like. Are they really that stupid?
Right.
That's why I say I don't
think
he's that real.
He a little ballsy over there. He, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he really is. He's cocky.
He'll be ballsy.
He's definitely
over there,
cocky.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't no punk. He ain't nobody punk. I'll tell you that much.
At all.
He's going to go out
ballsy.
Swinging. If he got to go out, he's going to have to go out swinging.
But he's ballsy to make a statement for his people and for his region. That's what he does. He wants attention. It was kind of like what Saddam Hussein.
Like
Saddam Hussein. Remember Saddam Hussein was, I got weapons of mass destruction. But people that knew, that worked in the field, and people that just, you could, and if you just watched him, you knew he was selling wolf tickets, basically, to scare the people around him to not mess with him. He
yeah.
knew he couldn't really mess with us. He knew
yeah.
like the first Gulf War, he couldn't mess with us.
Gee, I remember.
That's
those,
why
Saddam was a bit... He was a business partner anyway. He was just about to tell
yeah.
everybody where he got it from, and they had to get him out of there. That's all that
now
was.
That's true. That's why when Bushman went in there, I was like, come on, man. They know this dude, though. He can't mess with us, and they know he can't mess with us.
He tried before. Got shut down in the early 90s. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But, nah, that foreign affairs thing, when it comes to Clinton and Trump, man, Trump is in it for the Russians. Yeah, they hacking the DNC. Don't let anybody fool you and say they just doing. They just saying that he hacking them. That the that Putin
I'm
hacking
thinking
our
we
people.
Know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
He's straight up hacking us. He's straight up hacking our people. Because Putin doesn't really care. Putin doesn't care, and he don't want it with us. But he's kind of saying he wants to because, like, they're the only other country in the world that has probably in. Nuclear weapons in the same range that we have, but they also know that if something was to jump off nuclear, it's end of the world for everybody. There is no we're going to come out on top. It's over.
Yeah. Everybody got to go.
Listen, tomorrow night in the state of Georgia is the last night that you can register to vote in the 2016 presidential election. I believe it is across the country. Check your voter registration office first thing in the morning, folks. If you are not familiar with where you vote, if you've moved, check your voter registration office to find out where you go to vote. Make sure you're registered. You don't want to show up election day and they tell you that you're not on the list. All right? We
right.
need your vote. It is oh so very important. It's 9:50. We'll be right back.
Yeah, out of man and freezing, full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Jill?
I'm ready, Slick, are you?
Oh yeah, take it down.
Girl, I must warn you, I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah. Yo,
situation is serious. Let's kill it cause we're running out of time.
Radio Live Social Lab, talking about the Foreign Affair thing. But yo, before we go any further, the pause award of the night.
This fool
to...
said the pause award.
Goes to our very own Terrence Jermaine Hyman.
Lord have mercy.
You call me Jermaine? Just give me a middle name.
It just sounds like it goes.
Give me a middle name.
You gotta say it together. It goes together. Terrence Jermaine. Terrence Jermaine Hyman.
I can't with
behind
you.
The scenes, y'all. We're trying to quarterback.
A middle name.
That's his middle
that
name.
That does not
you
belong to you, mind you. No, it's not.
Yo. We behind you. We trying to coordinate this last couple minutes of the show. He was like, yo, I'm going to break it down because it's kind of long. I said, wait a minute. What are you talking about over there, sir? So the pause award
the
tonight.
The song, you nut job.
I know. But it just sounded questionable.
Pause. Yet another pause.
So we had to pause for the cause real quick. So the pause award for tonight goes to Terrence Jermaine Hyman.
Jermaine.
Moving on.
Welcome back.
Ooh,
we got
no.
that covered. It's 9:54. Where I am, anyway.
Where you're
not
in
control.
It was funny. Sorry, it was funny. I had to share with everybody.
Back Wednesday, 9 p.m. Jermaine will be inside hump day.
I'll be fresh up fast Wednesday night. So I'll be nice and full.
Oh, man.
How important is the topic of foreign affairs?
It was almost today.
Discussion tonight. And we have talked about a couple of different foreign. I'm going to call them regions. Hey, but before we get out of here, one foreign region I wanted to bring up that you don't hear a whole lot about anymore, and that is the continent of Africa. Listen, there are some enormous things going on over in Africa that that you may want to do some research on if you are a listener who's not that informed. Africa is no longer that place where people are, where people are running around naked, clueless about life. There is an economy that is in the upswing that if you're really looking, listen, it's not a game. Things are changing in the U.S. It's a global market now. You can live anywhere and still interact as a U.S. citizen anywhere in the world. Check out Africa and check out the economic upswing that Africa is experiencing right now. I had to put that out there as we're talking about the importance of foreign affairs. It's extremely important that we know what's going on in the motherland because our image of the motherland is quite different from what it was just 10, 20, you know, 25 years ago.
Sally Struthers, right?
Sure.
Sally Struthers years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Johannesburg, you know, the beautiful place to visit. Interesting place. I wouldn't want to live there, but definitely it was a nice place to visit.
I hear it's popping.
Do some research, Africa, folks. Do yourself a favor. Talking about the importance of foreign affairs.
Definitely a place for the bucket list. I don't think I could ever live there, although you could go there with, you know, the pay rate or pay scale or income that we make here and live very, very well. But, you know, living on safari 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is not my idea of life.
I wouldn't want to live there. I would not.
It'd be a major. We too urbanized to live out there, man. You living
too.
On land for real. I said we.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're way too urbanized. To, you know, not to say that they're not up to speed with things, but it's just like, you know, you still. They got real bugs out there. You know
son,
what I'm saying?
Mosquitoes
they got,
will pick you up.
They got. They got the real. They got
somewhere.
The real thing. That's what I'm saying. They got the real thing out there.
Oh yeah.
Hey, the original source.
Mm-hmm.
So Zika
one of my
does not
coworkers
fly in most mosquitoes. Zika is the bug in Africa.
Word. You know what I mean? Ain't no special case for that when it come around. You got a choice, Zika or malaria. How you want to fire ice,
hey,
baby?
Pretty much.
We're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. We call it Relationship Wednesday. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, folks. It's 9:58, just a minute left in the show, and we up out of here. Listen, foreign affairs are real. It's a lot going on in the world. Register to vote. Rock your vote. This presidential election is serious. We out of here.
Coop, did you had a comment real quick?
I'm too old to remember that long.
Oh?
I'm just being on.
Play the music. On. Get out of here, Benny.
And on that note, we will see you Wednesday. We'll really be Wednesday, and where TM's middle name will not be Tremaine. Good night, everybody.
Always going to be Tremaine
hey,
with me.
My cousin just got back from Africa. Got back from South Africa, and they went to a strip club in South Africa. I still haven't
you
heard
know what?
Stories about how a strip club in South Africa.
Stop it.
Yo, the fatties must be real
Stop.
Out there on them joints.
Stop.
Imagine
Good
the joke.
Good night, everyone.
The fatties.
TM Pilot Radio Live. The Social Lab.
Yo, you just put that in perspective. Oh.